VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Friends, we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today. Sadly, there are some very many troubling issues that continue to pour forth out of California, not only becoming a sanctuary state for the killing of the preborn, but also becoming the sanctuary state for children to flee to in order to obtain medications or surgeries in an attempt to change their gender from being male to female or female to male. We got a newsflash. No matter what you do biologically speaking, you will still be a male or a female. You cannot change your chromosomal makeup. Parental consent in all of this is out the window. And some of you are thinking, wow, you know, I'm glad I'm not in California. That's there. That won't impact me. Friends, we can't be that naive. I mean, what is going on in California indeed impacts the nation as a whole. Well, addressing these issues with us today, we welcome Randy Thomason, the founder and president of SaveCalifornia.com, Campaign for Children and Families, championing family-friendly policies and constitutional liberties in California. But what happens there, again, impacts the nation. Randy, thank you for joining us today.
Well, good to be with you. Hello, everyone.
Randy, California was once a state that had chosen Ronald Reagan to be the governor. Whatever happened to bring about this sea change?
Well, in large states like California and New York, they have large populations. Now, they're losing population domestically as people escape those Democrat-controlled states to other states, and we'll talk about that later, but what has happened in those states over the last several decades is that the high population plus the, quote, right to unionize if you're a government worker. And speaking of Ronald Reagan, that was one of his big mistakes when he was governor in the 60s. In the late 60s, he actually was the first governor to allow government workers to unionize. And that opened Pandora's box. And Democrat governors expanded on it. And now the biggest contributors to the Democrat candidates are the largest unions in the country, in California, in New York, even in places like Illinois because of Chicago. So when you look at why are voters foolish? Because they're believing lies. Where do those lies come from? They come from people interested in power over principle. They'll do anything for money. And they lie. And they pay for their ads, and those are usually big unions. Now, of course, the abortionists, the perversity crowd, the environmental wacko crowd, the liberal attorney crowd, the Hollywood crowd, they all support and give money to the Democrat cause. But when we've had more than six decades of Democrat rule in our California legislature, that's causing all the public problems. That's why people are suffering in California. That's why people are moving out, even continuing to vote Democrat, because they do not connect the cause to the effect. And we have problems in California because of these factors. Obviously, we need the people in the church to rise up and become a more potent force. Think about it. If everybody in the church building voted and voted righteously, we could take back California.
Wow, wow. Well, Randy, I want us to dissect a lot of what's happening, been unfolding here over the last recent days and weeks. I mean, there have been a number of pieces of legislation that have been signed into law in recent days that I'd like you to address. And first of all, a legislation signed just a little over a week ago, Senate Bill 107, for compelling minor children, come to California, get your so-called sex change. I mean, you've written that this legislation empowers LGBTQIA plus activists to legally kidnap and mutilate kids. I mean, that sounds horrifying. Tell us about the legislation and what it now carries a weight of law behind it to be accomplished in California.
Right. Basically, this is a Democrat bill by the worst Democrat. Scott Wiener is his name. Scott Wiener. He's the Democrat state senator from San Francisco. He's an open homosexual. And he's got all these terrible, terrible bills. And this one, which was signed, SB 107, it basically says that California courts will take, quote, jurisdiction of any child that comes here and wants a, quote, gender change. And that would mean the hormones and or the surgeries would be paid for by California taxpayers. So it is a kidnap and mutilate project. Now, kidnap is a word that's strong, and we do use it on purpose because it means that in any state, such as in the Midwest, let's say South Dakota, North Dakota, Missouri, Kansas, Alabama, Texas, wherever there's a state law that says no minor, quote, sex changes, and you can't change your sex. You're born either XY male or XX female. You can thank God for that difference, and you cannot change your biological sex. So the word gender is a word that's been introduced over the past couple decades to try to confuse people, take us away from the word sex. There are only two sexes, but there are endless genders, right? And that's why you even have some homosexuals who remember the, quote, good old days, and they are against the transsexual agenda. But in any case, if a child is government schooled usually and they're told, well, girls, you're boys, boys, you're girls, or they're molested or something is messing them up emotionally and they're confused sexually, if they somehow talk to someone outside of the home and they say, you know, I think I'm the other gender or whatever, then that person can say, hush, hush, we know we can help you. And they arrange for the bus ride to California or the plane ticket to California, or the California LGBTQIA plus groups, they already heard about it, and they send someone to say, bring that minor to California. And in the bill, they actually give, quote, counseling to the child to say, you're a boy? No, you're a girl. You're a girl? No, you're a boy. And then they do the surgery or the hormone. And there's so much regret. There are so many people who change. Look at the child of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. The child said, I'm a boy, when she was a girl. And then years later, she now says, well, no, I'm really a girl. Well, you can really be grateful that they did not give her surgery that chopped off healthy body parts that she could never get back.
You know, Randy, what's interesting in all of these things, and you brought up the topic of education, or in many cases, it's really indoctrination that's taking place. And it's in classrooms all over this country that are further confusing children, or a child who is gender confused or sex confused, as you say it there. And they're led to believe that I can be the opposite sex. And when we have this indoctrination taking place, what so often happens is that we have educators that are then pitting their children against their parents, or parents against their children, saying, well, your parents won't be accepting. Don't talk to them about this. We're in your camp. We know how you feel. We can help you. And so you have not only the indoctrination, but you got the recruiting that's taking place as well. And then the scary component, all you got to do is get them to California. And it doesn't matter if there's parental consent or not. This weight of law that has just been passed in California, signed into law by Governor Newsom, allows really the state to become the surrogate parent and authorize for these procedures to take place.
Exactly, Jim. That's why the word kidnapping is appropriate. And that's also why we're calling upon state attorneys general in other states, states that have laws that prevent sex change treatments and surgeries for minors. You need to sue, as the state's attorney general of the particular state, you need to sue in federal court that this is violating your state's laws, it's violating parental consent laws, and we need those federal lawsuits now. So I'm putting the word out on your show. We need state attorneys general in red states, so-called, to sue in federal court against SB 107, which is going to impose, quote, sex changes on children against states' laws and against parental consent laws.
And again, just to clarify this, Randy, if a person's home state says no, if parents say no, California says yes.
Correct, and there'll be no questions asked if the child is kidnapped and taken to California. they're going to come back mutilated and ruined and probably regretful in the future years.
Yeah, and friends, nope. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, and it's a way to have no grandchildren. I mean, if you cut off healthy body parts, you mess somebody up, that they need counseling. This is where churches need to come in and have counseling for any confused people. If I were a pastor in a biblical church, I would put up a very public announcement. If you feel sexually confused, we can help. Mm-hmm. Come talk to us. And we'll show you what we'll deal with the past, but we'll deal with the Bible, and we'll get to where the perpetration started or where the confusion started. But we'll get with Jesus Christ's love for you and His plan for your life. This needs to be a wake up call to the church that why are we letting the government schools, Democrat run states, be and the entertainment media be the main influences upon children and grandchildren? No, parents and the biblical churches need to be those main influence. So let's wake up.
Well, friends, keep in mind that this legislation impacts every single state across the nation. You might be in the reddest of red states, and even though your state has put in protections, and we see what's happened, for instance, with Governor DeSantis in Florida, where he's put up these protections on certain things being taught in the schools and so forth, and certainly an advocate for parental authority, all of that is out the window if they cross the border going into California. Our friend Robert Knight just wrote a column calling this legislation evil, and that the revolt from parents should be a tsunami. And as you're telling us here today, Randy, that tsunami really needs to happen, and states from all across this nation bringing up action in opposition to what Governor Newsom has just signed into law.
Right. Even the author of SB 107, this Scott Wiener, who supports every perversity and has actually admitted he doesn't even see religious freedom in the Constitution, he actually has told the media that he's, quote, pushing the envelope on his bill, and he's going to see where it ends up. He knows that he could be struck down in federal court. Well, state attorneys general in red states, if you're hearing this, or if you're listening to this and you know someone who knows the state attorney general, you get this message to them: sue in federal court against California's SB 107.
Friends, this is a big issue that's facing the nation right now, and we're talking today with Randy Thomason from SaveCalifornia.com, but again, this will impact every state across this nation. We're going to take a quick break here on Crosstalk today, and when we come back, we're going to be hitting a number of other additional issues that are going on in California that really impact this nation as well. California becoming the go-to state to kill preborn children. We also see other anti-parent laws that have been signed into law in the state. We're seeing what's happening with energy and the whole matter of electric cars and energy-related issues. And keep in mind that there are other states who are joining into this as well, saying with California, we're going to join them in doing this. We have seen just even recently the San Francisco government raise the Chinese flag over City Hall, marking the founding of the People's Republic of China. And folks, being in California, may feel like you're right in the People's Republic of China. Well, we've got more to break down here in just a few moments. This is Crosstalk coming your way from the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how many stars are there?
Chris, this is the question for which there is no answer. We go out on a clear night and look up, and we only see about 3,000 or so stars with the naked eye, but with telescopes or binoculars, we can see many more. Scientists estimate that our Milky Way galaxy contains over 200 billion stars, and now we can see billions and billions of galaxies, and we haven't even seen the edge of the universe. With every new telescope, we're seeing whole new regions of space full of galaxies. Chris, God told Abraham that the stars in the sky were in essence innumerable, and how right he was. As always, the scientific information that we gather supports the clear teaching of the Word of God, even those truths that are found when we go back to Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, and talking about the goings-on in California and friends across this nation. We are not exempt from what is taking place there, but the recruitment efforts, especially on this LGBTQIA+++, a matter that is unfolding, and to come to California, you can we'll give you the hormone blocking drugs, we'll give you the cross sex hormones, we'll give you the surgeries for you to identify to look, you know, like the opposite sex when indeed you are not. But there's other issues as well. We're talking with Randy Thomason today from SaveCalifornia.com. And yes, that indeed is a website, SaveCalifornia.com. You'll find more on these and so many other issues. Randy, California has also become this go-to state to kill preborn children. I ran a story just last week where in Arizona, for instance, they're doing telemed appointments. Women are being prescribed the pills to take the life of their preborn baby. And then all they have to do is drive to this, you know, some border town in California, pick it up, all, you know, free of charge to them. And I know this is not the full extent as to what's happening as far as the taking of preborn lives, but this alone is so tragic in itself. But address, if you would, what is taking place on the abortion front.
Right. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom of California signed more than a dozen bills to kill innocent babies, and most of them were killing innocent preborn babies, including letting nurses do abortions. This is going to be a first. Nurses, not doctors, doing abortions. That's Planned Parenthood saying, yippee-yahoo, we get to expand our business, kill more babies. But Gavin Newsom also signed a bill that functionally permits infanticide up to 2 years old. Perinatal period is not defined in the bill. Experts around the world have said it can last up to 12 months after birth, 18 months after birth, 24 months after birth. Well, guess what? Under this bill, AB 2223 that Gavin Newsom signed, no law enforcement can investigate. Investigations are prohibited, and if they're done by the coroner or the police or the DA, they are punished in civil court and with guaranteed fines as well. And so, really, you could kill a baby in California and you'd never be charged.
My, that is horrible. And again, you said, depending upon the definition that is chosen, and believe me, it's going to be pulled to its greatest extent, up to 24 months is considered this perinatal birth?
Yeah. And so that's just an example of that they're pushing the envelope, the Democrat politicians.
Yeah.
And again, we were all in the womb once, that every baby has its own a fingerprint, its own heartbeat, its own brain waves, often its own blood type, often a totally different sex than the mother. A mother's carrying a baby boy, for example. We are fearfully made and wonderfully made in the womb and crafted together from the point of conception. We must support that. That is called love. And we must understand that the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy, and is using Democrat politicians and rhinos, Republicans in name only, to do that.
And if I heard you correctly, you said basically, hey, we don't got enough doctors willing to kill reborn children, so now they've passed a law to permit nurses to do the same, to expand the abortion industry there?
That's right, yeah. And that's surgical abortions, and the biggest threat is chemical abortions. Now, that can be done almost everywhere, because that's expanding across the world. Chemical abortions, which cause a lot of problems to mothers, and they a lot of regrets, because even in college campuses that give this, quote, chemical abortion, they don't even follow up, and there's a lot of bleeding. It causes a miscarriage. It is a big problem, and women need to understand, look, turn a situation called an unexpected pregnancy, turn that into something good, give the gift of life, and pursue the adoption option. You must understand, do not be partners with someone else in a crime against humanity. Don't participate with murder. Give the gift of life and have a clear conscience, even if you've sinned, even if you didn't want the child. Let someone else raise that child, and you can have a smile on your face the rest of your life.
Friend, just yesterday, WND.com published a story indicating that in 2020, just two states, that was California and New York, collectively committed well over 264,000 abortions. That was nearly 30% of all abortions reported in the United States in the year 2020. And California actually had the highest number. New York quickly on its heels following suit there. And I know, Randy, that there are states that are trying to outdo one another when it comes to this matter here. And to know that California is the nation's leading provider for killing the preborn is just atrocious, but it's impacting so many other states as well.
Well, it is. I mean, and again, when you have six decades of Democrats ruling the legislature, that's in California. Thank you, unions. Thank you, liberal lefters. Thank you, everybody who voted for Democrats. That's where what you get. We even have now an abortion website that Gavin Newsom has created. It's called abortion.ca.gov, and it says, come to California. We'll pay. We'll use taxpayer money to pay for your abortion. No questions asked. Limits, no number of historical abortions, nothing about ability to pay. We just want to kill babies. The more dead babies, the better, is what Gavin Newsom and the Democrats believe. We must repent in America. You remember that Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter, John the Baptist, they all said repent. And that means turn away from sin and turn to God. Well, again, we get obvious evil from Democrats and from rhinos, Republicans in name only. So when we vote for them, we're sinning. We need to vote for constitutional Republicans who God approves of. Because remember, a constitutional Republican will go for the written law above their own likes or dislikes. That's the written Constitution in its original intent. In this country, that Constitution was put together with the principles of the Bible. And so we need to go for God's approval when we vote, and that is well to say and think about here in this election season.
Let me also ask you about another issue. There has been legislation signed creating laws pertaining to COVID-related issues, vaccination status issues, etc. I'd like to have you address this as well, that we can see what's coming out of California and its impact upon the nation. And I'd like you to first talk about the statewide database, the tracking on vaccination status.
Right. That's AB 1797 signed by Newsom without comment. And it sets up a statewide database of tracking your vaccines, and not just the so-called COVID vaccine, but other vaccines. And it also mandates tracking your race and ethnicity. I want this one sued, too, on various fronts, because it goes against federal medical privacy laws and also state medical privacy laws. No one should get your information outside of the health system you're in, and you should be able to say no to that, and it should be an opt-in, not an opt-out. So you've got that problem, and that would set up a numbering system. I mean, we don't want the government to start tracking us. We don't want a cashless society, for example. We don't want to have anything that sets up us closer to the mark of the beast. We don't want to have our rights taken away. We don't want our privacy taken away. And it's so ironic that in California, where we have privacy in the First Amendment of the Constitution, and where even in the 60s, the California Supreme Court at that time said that this was paperwork privacy. You have a right to your own privacy. The Democrats put pro-abortion judges on the California Supreme Court who said, no, privacy also includes reproductive privacy. So they said, this means abortion. Privacy means abortion. How convoluted is that? Well, now we have we still have that privacy in the Constitution, but the Democrats, of course, who swear to support the Constitution, they're ignoring that in our California Constitution. So they are saying, we don't even recognize your privacy paperwork-wise. We don't even respect that. So, yeah, AB 1797 is this new database. It's very dangerous, and the health plans are going to be giving my information, my family's information, to the state. It's very concerning. I'm going to use all the opt-outs I can. There's another COVID bill that was signed and it will mandate a COVID testing plan for every government school. They have to have it in the ready. And then there's another one that says...
Before you go on, that, what do you mean by this COVID testing plan?
Well, every government school in California must have a plan on the shelf. If they ever get the warning, okay, COVID's back, yeah, like it's died out. We just have these variants now, which are very mild, nothing to be afraid of. If you're afraid of what's going on now, you should be afraid of the flu, okay? We've had that for years without any of these this government tyranny. Now, so, but if they have this on the shelf as mandated, that means they could impose it. They could impose masks on kids. They could impose even testing if they have a school board plan that involved testing mandates in the past. So this is really tearing people or parents apart from their children. This is all going to be done behind parents' back. And again, all this is saying there's a problem when there isn't a problem. This is what these Democrat politicians are doing. They're saying, look, there was a problem. Be afraid. We're going to impose more tyranny against parental rights, against free speech of doctors. One of the bills is AB 2090, says that if you're a doctor or surgeon in California and you speak against the vaccine, or you speak in favor of therapeutics that are not approved by Anthony Fauci, or you speak about the reality of the virus, that it's much more mild than it used to be, that you could be brought up before the state medical board and lose your license. And so that means a federal Supreme Court. In fact, there are federal lawsuits. Already there are two California doctors who have launched a federal lawsuit against that bill. It's so in-your-face unconstitutional.
Folks, I mean, hear how they're trying to muzzle doctors in this regard who don't buy the shot narrative and say, hey, there's another way, and to lose their license as a result. Praise the Lord that this is being challenged right now, but how it ever got to this point is also concerning. Randy, there's another category, and every one of these we could talk for a full program, but energy issues too. I mean, California's just gone off the charts here as it relates to electric vehicles and charging stations and the dates that they've put into place to really have a detrimental impact.
And we've already seen how this breaks down. We've already seen how the windmills for wind generation are killing an inordinate amount of birds. Okay, so environmental wackos, you're killing birds that you say you want to protect. It doesn't work. You're seeing in Texas, we saw this last year, the state energy grid failed because even Republicans had given power to the environmental wackos to go off, can you believe it, all oil energy grid. And so they blew it in Texas. And then you look in Florida, where you have probably the best governor in the country, Ron DeSantis, and this was not his fault, but when they had the hurricane come in, there were some electric vehicles that caused fires, because when you have the electric vehicle big battery plus salt water, the salt water corrodes the battery and it tends to explode. So their law enforcement and the firefighters in particular, they're experiencing something new in Florida, electric vehicle caused fires.
Friends, we're going to take a quick break here, but we're going to come back to energy related issues. Troubling information, and Florida is certainly the genesis of so many of these things happening and growing by extreme magnitudes. Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
Year after year, generation after generation, we as Americans enjoy the right and opportunity to let our voices be heard through the election of our governing officials. With over 200 years of peaceful transition from one elected body to another, the stability of America's republic stands alone among nations. Our founders pledged their life, their fortune, and their sacred honor in the establishment of this nation. Our country's founding documents have guided this nation and are the substance by which today's laws are judged. Do you own a copy of the Constitution? Documents of Freedom is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all other amendments passed. The booklet also features the Declaration of Independence and Washington's Farewell. Documents of Freedom is available for a donation of $5 or more to VCY America and can be made by calling 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
As goes California. Yeah, that's our topic here today on Crosstalk. Randy Thomason is with us, who is founder and president of SaveCalifornia.com. SaveCalifornia.com. And just as we're going to the break, I just want to be sure that you understand it is California, not the state of Florida, but California that has really been at the genesis for this this environmental wackoism, really, as it relates to the pushing us off from gasoline-powered vehicles, and to see the proliferation of electricity, which they're promoting this, and at the same time, we're finding that they're having to put in orders, Randy, don't charge your cars during this time because we're facing an electricity crisis, or you know, we're using too much. I mean, it does not make sense.
Right, yeah, we got that alert in August. Don't charge your electric car. But again, the environmental wacko philosophy is wrong. It's a lie. It doesn't work. It's in California, the environmental wackos say don't cut live trees, don't cut dead trees. So we get, quote, monster fires, which are killing all these trees and poisoning the streams and hurting the fish and killing wildlife and dirtying the air. So just the opposite goal is being accomplished. Same thing with this electric car stuff. It's not sustainable. We can't, California ordering all electric vehicles starting by the year 2035 can't even have an energy grid that's reliable or cheap. We got costs going up in California for electricity and for water and for the little bit of natural gas because we don't have the big utilities deregulated. There's not much accountability. Thank you, unions. And so we are in deep doo-doo because of Democrats and environmental wackos. I would say don't give a dollar to any environmental group. There are hardly any of them Christian-based, and they go against people by putting animals and plants above people, and then they proceed to kill animals and plants anyhow because they never like to do forest management.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting in all this, I mean, we've got Governor Newsom then at the same time complaining about these high energy prices. So he called for putting in an emergency tax to combat $7 a gas, you know, gallon gas prices. I mean, that's crazy.
Right, and of course, if you tax something, you're going to increase the price of it because businesses that suffer from an additional tax burden are going to pass on those additional costs to the customer. Duh. And so Gavin Newsom is a megalomaniac, and he wants to deflect righteous anger to him. He wants to deflect it to the new boogeyman, the oil companies. I've enjoyed, when I'm pumping gas, I ask people, why are the gas prices so high? And people will say, I don't know, or the oil companies. And I informed them that California has the highest gas tax in the country. We have about 84 cent gas tax.
Oh.
We have the highest gas prices in the country, higher even than Hawaii, if you can believe that. And all of Hawaii's oil, just about, not all, but most of it, is shipped in. Why? Because California won't allow interstate pipelines for oil. We're shipping in oil on boats because we're prohibiting drilling in Kern County and other counties that are oil rich. And so we're killing ourselves. Why? Because as Jesus Christ said, children of the devil, they don't recognize the truth. And so when you don't have the mind of Christ and you have a darkened mind, as the Bible say, you can do all sorts of lies and wrongdoing. You can make tremendous mistakes. But then if you're powered by the devil, you will also be a very professional liar, and fools will believe you.
Yeah. Well, we're also seeing just the influx of socialism coming into the state of California as well. And I just, you know, stood, you know, with my jaw dropped when San Francisco, their government, just raised the Chinese flag over City Hall just to mark the founding of the People's Republic of China. And it just that flag just solidifying the direction that California is going.
Yeah. Years ago, in the early 90s, there was a book called When the Wicked Seize a City.
Oh, yes.
And it was written by a pastor who used to pastor there in San Francisco. And now the book could be written When the Wicked Seize a State. And that could be written about California, or it could be New York, or it could be Michigan, et cetera, or other states where there's been Democrat tyranny, just the Democrats baring their teeth and just becoming total tyrants. Well, this is a wake-up call to all of us. And if any one message I want to give you and your audience today is, let's use this pain of the Democrat and rhino tyranny, Republican in name only. We want constitutional Republicans whom God approves of. Let this pain wake us up to vote en masse in this election. Let the pain be a wake-up call for us to do voter registration in the church foyer, to get voter guides and put them out in with each bulletin, to get announcements done. Let us say, well, I'm going to do more than vote. I'm going to volunteer for a good candidate or candidates near me. I'm going to use my own social media to make a difference for righteous candidates and good ballot measures. I'm going to do more because the battle is coming to me, and I can do more, and I'm doing this for my children and grandchildren, and I'm doing it for the Lord Jesus Christ if I am a Christian or call myself that. We must become more than voters.
Randy Thomason with us here today and sharing his thoughts on all of these issues impacting his state, but folks, it has an impact on the nation as a whole. Well, let's open our phone lines today. We'll take your questions, your brief comments. Our telephone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. A number of issues you'll find printed out on the website, SaveCalifornia.com. We have scratched the surface in every one of these issues. You've really gone in-depth so much more here, Randy, but there really needs to be an awakening to not just where California is, but where the direction this nation is headed.
Yeah, look, right now we don't have a republic because we have federal judges and elected officials and even bureaucrats who are violating their state and our federal constitutions as written. We even have a Supreme Court of the United States. They will not even recognize pre-constitutional rights, including medical freedom. They won't do it. That's why COVID tyranny has continued. So we don't have a republic now. And now we have also realized we don't have a democracy. A democracy is where the people vote, and the votes, of course, must be accurate. And we see all the malfeasance being conducted by Democrat governors and legislatures and bureaucrats, and we cannot repeat the thievery of the 2020 election. We cannot repeat it in 2022 where we are now.
Let's go to the phone lines today. Our telephone number is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. We have Brent calling in from Pewaukee, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Brent.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've got some interesting stats for you. My wife and I decided to go out to Phoenix on the 10th of June. We got back into Wisconsin on the 15th of September. So we endured some extreme heat and some insanity. We went, just for the sake of conversation, to a Tesla store in Phoenix, and they said they were selling 30 Teslas a day. Now, that being said, I listened to a fellow who reported some information from California, and he said, listen, we're having a little bit of a problem with the grid. We're having brownouts. And he said, you've got your choice. You can either air condition your house or charge your Tesla. I thought that was kind of fascinating.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, it is, because it's dependent on the electrical grid, and again, you're not in control of that. Now, with oil, petroleum refined into gasoline or diesel, you have more control because there's more independent stations, more independent companies, so like good old American hard work, right? So you have more freedom and more reliability with gasoline, and it's being made cleaner all the time, so you're not hurting the air. You need to go with something that's reliable for your family. We have short lives. You need to have reliable products for you to have electricity and transportation.
Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Well, folks, if it doesn't concern you as to it relates to this new transgender legislation that's been passed in California, I don't know what's going to take to wake you up across this nation that allows any young person to come into California to get their so-called sex change, to see the mutilation take place, or the chemicals to be given to them to do harm to their bodies. And this has been signed into law. Randy, has there been any official legal challenge to this yet?
Not yet. But again, I'm calling upon state attorneys generals, that means plural, state attorney general, I believe it is, that in red states or states that have laws against sex change procedures for minors or without parental consent, it cannot be done. You need to sue in federal court against California's SB 107 because your state's laws and parental consent laws are going to be absolutely trampled. And you can take action to actually protect children in your state and other states. So please, if you know anybody who knows the state attorney general in your state, and they're a red state, a constitutional attorney general, tell them to sue in federal court against California's SB 107.
Okay, and friends, you'll find much information on our guest website, savecalifornia.com, savecalifornia.com. This issue is there, but I'd like to hit another issue with you as well, and that is the matter of drugs. We just saw the President of the United States, who has indicated the dropping of charges, the pardoning of charges against a marijuana possession on the federal basis, which are normally charges that have been downgraded from dealing marijuana. But we are knowing that issues like fentanyl are hitting us all across this nation due to what's happening at our porous borders here as well. But the issue of drug abuse, I know that's impacting California in a huge way as well.
Well, sure. And again, with Democrat rulers over several decades now at the state capitol, and even Republicans like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who signed a lot of bad things because he admitted he was a social liberal when he was running in 1993, we have the decriminalization of many crimes, the lack of prosecution of many crimes. Marijuana use is not even a slap on the wrist. Children are smoking it more. We have legalized marijuana, and the marijuana today is so potent, it really bears reminding ourselves that a stoned mind is not a good mind. We have also the other hard drugs. The California Democrats, they actually passed a drug ban law that say government officials could shoot up hard drugs to addicts, and somehow that was better. That one incredibly was vetoed because of all the pressure on Newsom. But the fentanyl problem, obviously that's a killer drug. It's been put into candy and other edibles. It's actually motivated us to say no trick-or-treating because your child could go to a stranger's house. You don't know who that person is. They could be a wicked person who wants to kill or injure children. They could take fentanyl and lace it with the candy, and the kids wouldn't know it. They would ingest. You could have a dead boy or girl, and you, just because you let them trick-or-treat. This has got to be privatized now because, Jim, you know, you probably grew up with this, and I did, too.
We're up against a break. Let's break here, and friends, we'll come back to more of your calls. Alice, stay on the line. Ron, others, our number 800-733-9829.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Now it has gone international. The sad video out of the Mid-South, where I live, of daycare workers putting on a scream horror mask and getting into the face and literally screaming in the face of little toddlers and then chasing them around the room, horrifying them from one classroom to the other. As I said, the video has gone international. I talked to the Sheriff's Department for that county and was told last Friday that daycare has been closed while they're under investigation. But what does this say about our culture? What is happening to the children of America? Apparently, if they're not being aborted, they're being encouraged to be shot up with a COVID-19 shot that has had horrible effects on people of all ages. What has happened to the fact that we don't seem to value children? Jesus talked a lot about children, that the kingdom of heaven is filled with children. What it says about our culture is we're a debased culture that doesn't respect life or the little ones.
Our guest today is Randy Thomason from SaveCalifornia.com. Let's get right back to the phone lines. Again, our number, 800-733-9829. Alice, in Olney, Illinois, you're on the air.
Okay. I was just thinking about in San Francisco a long time ago, that was the first time I seen two men walking down the street holding hands. I about puked. And I think this is terrible that they're having all...
And if I can keep you from saying that word over the air here, Alice, but let me just say this, that it goes well beyond hand-holding. And Randy, I know, and we can't even begin to describe the actions that are taking place, but it is very troubling to see what is going on all in the, you know, in this so-called sexual freedom of today. And to see that we are going against God's design, where He created male and female. He gives a claim of abomination against those who defile their own bodies with the people of the same sex, and we need to get back to what Scripture says in this regard.
Exactly, and I should say that Hugh Hefner changed America. In the 1950s, he made sin acceptable, and he destroyed the God's design of sexual relations in marriage. And so we have today a pornographic society where it fuels a lot of molestation of children, and children get sexually confused. So pastors need to really say, we're going to be a porn-free church. We're going to start a church school right here in the church building. We're going to rescue children from the devil and give them Jesus instead. We are going to recruit candidates from our own congregation. We are going to win local elections. We are going to save souls. We are going to do all these things, and we are going to help people get out of the unions, which are feeding the beast. And we are going to do all these righteous, loving things. See, that would be a community changing. And we need that instead of people-pleasing pastors.
Thank you, Alice, for the call. Ron is next in Tri-Cities, Washington. You're on the air.
Yes, I was a substitute school teacher, and I talked with a counselor. And he said this legalization of marijuana has absolutely destroyed the most at-risk kids. I understand that they don't want to have these draconian sentences against someone who smokes marijuana once or twice, but to approve it is absolutely suicidal to our society. Yeah. We've got to do something about that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron. And sadly, Randy, it's as if we are looking to do just to unhinge our society, to collapse us from within, even through, you know, insane actions like this.
Right, right. And this is beyond reason. And, you know, when we step back and look at the big picture, we say, look, we're all suffering because bad people are in charge. How did bad people get in charge? Well, first of all, they wanted to be in charge. And this is the challenge to all of us. Christians, true moral people need to want to become public servants. You need to want that, or you need to find somebody who wants it, because when your desire exceeds the desire of the servants of the devil, then and only then can we get good government. Where there's no light, darkness will fill the void. It's scientifically and spiritually true.
Let's go to Carl in Erie, Pennsylvania. Carl, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wanting to say that a lot of these problems that we have are caused by people voting these politicians into office because they give them a handout rather than voting for the right person and what they stand for.
What can I get out of this?
Right. Right. You're right, because to be a good Democrat politician these days, you must believe this. You must believe in taking from the responsible and giving to the irresponsible. So that means big, quote, welfare state. It means big taxes, and of course you dehumanize the person. If you tell a person you can't work, you can't create, you can't be responsible, you can't be disciplined, you can't grow, well, you are hating that person, and you are dehumanizing them. And that's why the Democrat Party today is an inhuman anti-people party.
Thank you for your comment here today, Carl, and your call. Randy, are you optimistic or pessimistic toward our future?
Well, I am both, and I'll tell you why. You know how Jesus Christ called people evil? And he said that God is kind to the evil. And he even said, you're evil, but you still want to give your children good things. So he was pretty blunt about that. And as we see that everyone has a streak of sin, and you can go back to Genesis, so we see that man is born bad, not born good, or man is born with a streak of sin and has an inclination toward evil. You have to teach children to be good, not to be bad. So I expect more evil, more harm, more oppression turning into persecution, unless the people who call themselves Christians repent and do good works to take back our government and protect us. Now, I also see a third component, and this is sort of the mushy middle, that people who don't, they're not Christians per se, or they don't study the Constitution, but they understand what pain is, and they're receiving a lot of pain. And so middle America or the moderates are going to be voting against the Democrats and more toward the Republicans this election. That's what all the polls are saying. And so the crime, the inflation, the transsexual agenda, and more, the illegal invasion, the war on oil and the high gas prices, all these things are creating a perfect storm where people can say, gulp, I'm going to get good government again. I'm going to actually do more than vote. And that's, again, what I'm going to say here at the end. We must do more than vote. We must volunteer for good candidates. We must use our social media and email to pass around good voter guides. We must activate our church and get the pastor's permission at least to do voter registration and Christian format voter guides. We must do more than vote. This is our opportunity now to save America.
Randy Thomas and our guest here today, and we've run out of time, but folks, we see much unfolding from California. And no matter what state you're in outside that area, don't think you're exempt from the impact and the effect of what's going on in California right now. Randy's sharing with us firsthand. The website is savecalifornia.com, savecalifornia.com. Randy, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim, and we take this to heart. I do, too.
God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.